Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. So,
my pleasure.
Just to start things off, the festival started about 8 years ago. So, how did it all come to be?
Well, look, it was a little before my time. I've been programming the festival for the last 3 years, but I think you got it right in the intro that it was programmed because it was started because there was always this issue programming festivals and talk festivals, that there were all of these men who were like really happy to get up on stage and talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always harder to find that space for women. So my predecessors wanted to create a space at the Sydney Opera House that was just for women to be able to talk about the ideas that matter to us. When I inherited it 3 years ago, I really wanted, it coincided with the explosion of the hashtag MeToo thing around the world. And so I really wanted to make the festival really explicitly political.
Mm.
So, you know, more than just like women who were doing rad things, getting up and talking about them, I wanted to have women and non-binary people and basically anybody that is living under the patriarchy and oppressed by it in some way, get up and talk about what that actually means and what we can do as a community and a super intersectional community to work together and, you know, make things better for everyone.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that sounds like a great idea. So do you think the need for festivals like this has become more prevalent, I guess, even in the Me Too era as well?
I mean, look, I think that you could argue that there's always been a massive need for this festival, for these sorts of festivals, but it's only been maybe more recently that it's been recognised that there's been that need. But sure, I think that, like, you know, Me Too really opened some floodgates on, you know, and really, like, brought to light a lot of, you know, levels of abuse and harassment that women have been dealing with forever, but were suddenly coming together and talking about in public. So I think that was massively empowering back then. And I think as that movement kind of continues to roll forward and there's an acknowledgement that, you know, this affects truly all types of women, regardless of background, cultural background, social class, economic, you know, economic levels, whatever, every single, like, woman or female folk has experienced this sort of harassment or abuse at some point. So talking about that publicly, I think, is massively important.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the empowerment a lot of women and girls need.
I mean, women are still getting killed all the time by men. So, you know, I mean, like, until that stops happening, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. So what are you most excited to hear at this year's festival?
Oh, there is so much. I don't even know where to start. But one session that I'm really looking forward to is bringing together a few really, really, really strong voices to talk about finding your voice. Because I think, as we've been saying, you know, there's been a long history of women being socialized to be quiet and good girls, and being a good girl means not making a fuss, not standing up for your own rights, accepting what you've been given with, you know, good grace, and doing all of that. And I think that one of the things that the Me Too movement has really shown is the power that comes when women actually speak out and when women come together to speak out. So we have a whole panel with some super brilliant women talking about that. We've got Lindy West, who is an American writer, columnist. She wrote a book called Shrill a few years ago, which has been turned into a TV series, which you can watch at the moment. It's in its second season. And she's got a book out more recently called The Witches Are Coming, which is sort of about her observations around politics and feminism. And so she is like this incredibly strong voice who, like, I don't know if you know, but was sort of burst into public consciousness when she wrote a letter to her editor in a magazine in Seattle about, Dan Savage, her editor, had written this horribly, like, fat-phobic article, and Lindy publicly took him to task about it. And it was, like, a massively well-read article. Like, it really shifted the conversation around attitudes to body positivity and that kind of thing. Clementine Ford, of course, a local hero who we all love, is going to be on that panel as well. You know, I mean, the kind of dealing that she, you know, what she puts up with for having spoken out and being such an outspoken feminist is next level. I mean, her trolls are off the hook, but she deals with them constantly, and I think we've all got a lot to learn from that. And then Flex Money, who is like a really, really, really strong voice you know, she is always like kind of talking again about body positivity and about just like owning your own space. So I'm really looking forward to that panel. I think that's going to be an amazing conversation.
So that panel sounds incredible, but there's a whole bunch of different things going on at the festival this weekend. And I guess just to wrap things up, what do you hope women, and everyone for that matter, takes away from the festival?
Look, I hope that the women and all people, not just women, I mean, we get men and loads of trans people come to the festival as well, and I'm really, really pleased about that. What I hope that people get out of it after the weekend, the sense that they're part of a really powerful community, you know, that they're not alone, that that whatever struggles they've got going on are probably shared by like hundreds and hundreds of people who like live nearby. Like they probably live around the corner from you. We're all in Sydney, we're all coming to the Opera House, and we're all going to be part of this like massive group experience. So I hope that people come away with a sense of solidarity and power.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful message, all in light of International Women's Day this Sunday. So a very exciting one. Thank you so much for coming on air this afternoon, Awina.
My pleasure, Michaela. Thanks so much for having me.
No, you too.